Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. Join with us as we sing and worship the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name.
And we do greet you in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Matthew 17:20 says, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Wonderful words of life as we begin the service today. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone and invite them to worship with you? And then also, if you'll have your notepad and pencil ready, I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. And we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. If you have song requests or prayer requests, please feel free to contact us and let us know that you are there. All right, let's take let's see which hymnal she has. A Sing His Praise hymnal, page 258. Join with us as we sing a great favorite of the church. Yes, I know, Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Come, ye sinners, lost and hopeless, Jesus' blood can make you free. For He saved the worst among you when He saved a wretch like me. And I know,
I surely know
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know,
I surely know
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. To the faint He giveth power. Through the mountains makes a way. He findeth water in the desert. Turns the night to golden day. And I know,
I surely know
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Oh, and I know,
I know
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean.
While the ages
roll throughout eternity,
the earth hinders and hell rages,
all must work for good to thee. Sing it now.
Oh, yes, I know.
I surely know
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know.
I surely know.
Oh, yes, I know.
I know.
Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Let's sing it again now. Oh, and I know.
I surely know.
Oh, yes, I know.
I surely know.
That Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know.
I surely know.
Oh, yes, I know.
I know, I know.
That Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean.
Oh, yes, and as the scripture says, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep me against that day. Do you know Jesus as your Savior today? Are you fully persuaded that he is the Lord of your life? Are you fully convinced that he has cleansed you from sin and all unrighteousness? If you don't know that today, you can know it before this short little broadcast ends and before the end of this service comes. You can know Jesus as your Savior if you just look up to him, repent of your sins, say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. I want you to forgive me and cleanse me and change my life. He'll do it for you today. Let's go to the precious promise from Isaiah 26:4. He says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Someone said, well, I can't live for the Lord. I would, but I just can't. Well, if you do what Isaiah says here in 26:4, you can be a success, because he said to trust in the Lord forever. Don't quit trusting him, but continue to trust him forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. The song says, I am weak, but thou art strong. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There is strength in the name of Jesus. So let's pray today that the Lord will bless you with strength, and that the Lord will bless you with faith, and that the Lord will bless you and encourage you as you look to him and repent of your sins. Father, we thank you today for that everlasting strength. We're thankful, Lord, because you bring us fullness of joy. You empower us with the Holy Ghost. Lord, you cleanse our hearts and live in our hearts. And we know, Lord, that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. We're thankful, Lord, for all these assurances. We're thankful, Lord, for all these solid foundations that we can stand on. There will not fail one ever jot or tittle, but the word of God standeth sure. And if we put our trust in it, neither will we have to fail. Bless each one today. Should someone be repenting of sin today, I pray, Lord, you'll forgive them of their sin and cleanse them. Let them know, Lord, that you have changed their life. Reassure them, Lord, with your spirit and your power, we pray in Jesus' name. Bless the furtherance of this service to each one. Help us, Lord, to be a witness. Help us to be a light. Help us, Lord, to look to you and point others in the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll praise you in Jesus' name.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
And if you will, at the end of the service, be ready to take down our contact information. Here's one simply entitled, I Promise the Lord.
The Lord, I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. He told me that the world would hate me if he wrote my name. He told me that the world would hate me if he wrote my name. He told me that the world would hate me. He told me that the world would hate me. He told me that the world would hate me if he wrote my name. Be all right, just write my name. I told him it would be all right, just write my name. I told him it would be all right. I told him it would be all right. I told him it would be all right, just write my name. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. He told that the world would hate me if he wrote my name. Listen to this. He told me that the world would hate me if he wrote my name. He told me that the world would hate me. He told me that the world would hate me. He told me that the world would hate me if he wrote my name. I told him it would be all right, just write my name. I told him it would be all right, just write my name. I told him it would be all right. I told him it would be all right. I told him it would be all right, just write my name.
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6, he says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Well, thank you for worshiping with us. Join us for the next broadcast tomorrow, if at all possible. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. If after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, you'd like to share something with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated and helpful. Send any mail to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier.
Surely know.